from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, let's talk about what happened today, what's going to happen in the coming weeks. Grant McCauley, appreciate you today, man, adjusting schedules and whatnot. this was a tough series, man. I mean, it just was. And look, we've been asking people all day where they're at on the Braves and how they feel about this team being not just a World Series potential team, but maybe even just, you know, are we going to make the playoffs now? And Grant, you know this, you sense it. A lot of people are like, all right, maybe not. Like, that level of confidence that we once had has completely almost disappeared. Tell me what you are thinking after seeing this series and our inability to consistently score runs again.
I mean, this series is about as demonstrative as it can be on the far end of the spectrum of what you can't afford, what you can't have happen this time of year, what you didn't expect from this club. I mean, there's so many different ways that you could, file it away on the misery index, if you want to call it that. Right. But, yeah, I mean, this is a series in which I don't care who you are and how optimistic you are, whether you put on the uniform every night, whether you buy a ticket and sit in the stands, whether you sit behind a microphone the way that we do. This was not a good series, and the optics of this makes you wonder once again, A, is the offense going to be able to figure it out, and B, are the Braves kind of getting into a wonky place with their pitching, which they can ill afford, because that's been the thing that's kept them afloat all year. So some things are going to have to change fast, and, you know, how quickly can it change? We'll find out, because we just were talking about not long ago a Braves team that won 6 out of 7 that was maybe climbing back into the National League East. And as soon as it seemed like that was a talking point, the Braves fell down a flight of stairs and are no closer to that goal, or the postseason for that matter, than they were a week ago, and really a couple of weeks ago when they were in their last losing streak, which was a 6-gamer, their longest in 7 years.
Yeah, it really does feel, every time we think we're turning a corner, it's like, you know, Charlie Brown with Lucy pulling the football out. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Last night, Grant, it's hard to get on a guy, I said to Carl earlier, who struck out 10 batters, but the pitch count got up.
Mm-hmm.
It was not what we needed from the ace. You need the ace to kind of be the backstop last night and stop the bleeding.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really put too much of it on Chris Sale for a couple of different reasons. A, there were some miscues behind him that probably didn't help out.
Right.
There was a liner that got over Matt Olson's glove that I felt like, and I think that Matt would say that, I mean, that's a play I should make. Then it gets down into right field. Jorge Soler's out there, and I don't say this with any degree of snark, because I know who I am, and you guys know who I am as well.
Right.
You know, Jorge Soler's doing his best out there, but he hadn't played the outfield all year long, so there were going to be some bumps along that road. Then you had that home plate umpire show that was put on last night. It's one of the worst that I've seen. I saw the umpire auditor card or the umpire scorecard today.
Right.
Yeah, they must have been great on a curve, because it looked better there than it looked watching it, and I promise you it was not good at all. So a few different things kind of compounded for the Braves. Pierce Johnson was on the wrong side of that with a couple of walks. And obviously for Brian Snitker, some frustrations boiled over last night with that strike zone, and I'm sure that that's probably just the tip of the iceberg for the ups and downs that this club has been through. So, yeah, I look at Chris Sale's start last night, and yeah, it's one of the things that went wrong, but for me, it was just so much more than that. And I have to say it, because I watched this series, you got to give a lot of credit to the Brewers because they were absolutely relentless. And when they got an opportunity, they kicked the door down and they just kept getting guys on and scoring runs.
They did. They took advantage of every opportunity. Let me ask you about the Snicker ejection, because Mike and I were kind of debating, you know, just – I know he was frustrated, but was he trying to spark him, or was this snit just saying, hey, we know we're going to see you, ump, down the road, and I want you to know that this was crap tonight?
I think it could be a little bit of both. I mean, there certainly needs to be some accountability for these umpires, and there's not, by the way.
No,
and if you want to look at the overall ranking for these guys, this guy ranks 75th out of the 90 Major League umpires. Number one, I didn't know there were 90 Major League umpires, but I guess that makes sense. But secondarily, the fact that you have a guy that's that low a level, you know, getting opportunities to call balls and strikes in the big leagues just kind of makes me wonder what exactly we're doing here. But more to the point and more to your question, Carl, about Brian Snitker, you know, it can't help. And I know a lot of people have wanted to see some emotion. They've wanted to see him, you know, maybe get a little bit more worked up. But I kind of feel like maybe for an instant there's a transitive property of getting the team fired up, but it's more anecdotal to me. And what's he going to do? You just get thrown out of every game and hope that reminds the players how to play better? That's just not a thing. So I understand it. I think that every once in a while there's certainly a call for it, but I can also understand why he hasn't tried to get thrown out of every game, because we've seen plenty of umpires with strike zones that were bad, just maybe not as bad as the one we saw last night.
Now, Walsh was terrible. It was all over Major League Baseball last night. The Dodgers had a bang play at third that was messed up. There's some awful stuff in the American League. Yeah, you said it. I mean, Rob Manfred, like, I'm not a fan, but I will say he's done some really good things in speeding the game up, you know, getting rid of the shift. Why do the umpires get a pass, Grant? I mean, I don't want to give you the whole, you don't have to give me the whole history of the labor thing, but it seems like back in the day when they threatened to strike and they said, okay, you're all fired, it just feels like that needs to happen again.
Well, I mean, you've got a union in place there, and I'm certainly not going to make a stance that, you know, there shouldn't be or they don't deserve one or whatnot. And look, and John Smoltz talked a bit about this on the broadcast last night. The job is hard. I don't think anybody can say that the job is not hard. I've seen different breakdowns of this where when you watch a broadcast sometimes, home and away, you get two different boxes superimposed over home plate, if that's not confusing enough for fans. But once you put that there, it gives that expectation that these guys need to be perfect. And I don't think anybody, myself included, expects that. But you know, missing by an inch or two, that's one thing. Missing by 6-8 inches or more consistently out of the zone, just like he's got no concept of high and low, that just can't be a thing. There needs to be some accountability. What they can do to fix it, I'm not really sure, other than what we've talked about for years now. When are you going to bring in some kind of automated system, challenge or otherwise, that calls balls and strikes?
Grant McCauley, our guest, guys, as always, we talk about baseball with him. Braves head to Colorado. So how do we regroup? What do we do here? Because, you know, again, it is August 8th, and I called today for our listeners to say, are you willing to say it? This is not a playoff team. Half and half, Grant. I mean, half of them said, yeah, I don't believe it. And then the other half said, no, look, from what we've seen, you know, I still believe. How do we regroup?
Yeah, I mean, I know enough to tell you that the Braves have come from similar positions to end up in the postseason. I'm not just going to sit here and tell you, 2021 happened before, it'll happen every year, because it won't. That's what made it special. One of the things that was the second half surge. It was a part of that story. But you know, it almost seems mean-spirited to take a team that just got shellacked by the Brewers and say, hey, you know what? Why don't you head on out to Colorado and start pitching in Coors Field? And that's going to be their next stop. And unfortunately, that's baseball. That's the schedule. That's what they're going to have to do. They're not facing the Blake Street Bombers, but Colorado can be a very unfun place for a pitching staff. We do know that. But maybe, just maybe, and maybe you throw another maybe in there, this offense will benefit from being in Coors Field for a minute. I don't know. We've tried everything else. I joked on social media today. When I was a kid, you learned when the game didn't work, you took the cartridge out, blow it in it, and put it back in. I don't know if that's going to fix it or not, but you know, I think we're all out of answers at this point, and the Braves are the ones that are certainly going to have to find it, and the time is ticking away game by game. You know, this playoff picture is going to come into focus, and right now, if it were to come into focus today, the Braves are out of that picture.
It is Grant McCauley, guys, here on the WadeFor.com hotline. A programming note, we're not at Twin Peaks tomorrow, Friday, at 3 hours show, because we've got the pregame for the Falcons. Just want to remind folks, because guys were asking us earlier, Grant, they let go of Rosario, and as we said, they were in this conundrum, because if you brought in a big money piece to maybe spark the outfield, you didn't have a logjam going into 25. But it was, I mean, disappointing. Rosario, it wasn't good, and Duvall hasn't been as good either.
Yeah, unfortunately, these kind of moves were just, you know, doing what you could prior to the trade deadline. Obviously, Eddie had about a month to try to, you know, sort it out. Wasn't doing so well in Washington. Didn't do so well with the Braves either. He batted 154 with three homers. Had a couple of nice little moments there, especially when he came over, sparked a rally. I mean, I think Braves fans can always appreciate what Eddie Rosario did 3 years ago, but clearly not the same player this year. And for the Braves, I think with the return of Michael Harris, you know, within the next few days, next week, that's something that they can look forward to as what I would say, Mike, would be more akin to a player who could maybe spark the lineup or at least help out some. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it just didn't work for Rosario. And the Braves weren't on the hook for that much for him. Right. Duvall, meanwhile, if for people that wonder, like, well, why is he still around? At least he hits lefties. Eddie Rosario was not hitting lefties or righties.
Right.
All right. We'll try to regroup. It's just frustrating. I know you feel it too. So thank you so much, Grant.
You got it, guys. Thanks as always.
All right, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.